Hallelujah. Somebody help me to praise the Almighty God. Somebody help me to appreciate Him. Please thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. The Almighty God is great, is good, is powerful. Nobody like Him. Nobody can be compared with this Almighty God. Let me appreciate Him and thank Him. Say thank you, Jesus. Seven times, let's go. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Aha. Beloved, today is the 11th day of the month of August, year 2021. Just like yesterday, we started this year, and progressively we are in the month of August. And I'm trusting God, I'm believing God, and by the grace of God, it's going to be easy for us to see the month of September. It's going to be easy for us to see the month of October. It's going to be easy for us to see the month of November and December in the name of Jesus Christ. By the grace of God, we are going to shout Happy New Year 2022 together in the name of Jesus Christ. Begin to appreciate the Lord. Bless His holy name for this wonderful day. It's an opportunity. God has given us this privilege. God has given us this opportunity to see a wonderful day like this. Appreciate the Lord and bless Him. Appreciate the Lord and worship Him. You are good. You are great. You are mighty. La praka santa yala burunso kuta yaba la barabu shanta kalaba. You are great. Yes, you are. Only one, walk upon the sea, raise the dead. Oh, reigning majesty, mighty God, everything written about you is great. You are great, you are great. You are great, you are great, you are great. Oh, yes, you are great. Everything written about you is grace. Lambroku shakata labura prakadala, lambroku sintu yalabarabushata. Everybody just join me and begin to appreciate the Lord. Begin to bless His name, lift up His name, hando His name. Mighty God, you are wonderful. You are great, you are mighty. There is no one like you. No one can be compared with you. You are incomparable. You are incomprehensible, God. You are the greater God. You are greater than the greatest. You are higher than the highest. You are king and you are mighty. Moko brakala zonte ya katavun sarakati. Lendralo lokuraka sampramu shenda kataya marobun satakara. Begin to plead the blood of Jesus upon yourself. Say, I plead the blood of Jesus upon my life and my family. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus upon my life and my family. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus upon my life and my family. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus upon my life and my family. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus upon my life and my family. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus upon my life and my family. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Beloved, if you are joining us for the first time, this is High Voltage Prophetic Decree Program. I'll come over between the hour of 12 midnight to 1 a.m. I will really bless God for the mighty wonders of God, mighty demonstration of God. Use this prophetic decree to do a lot of testimony rolling to us every day with the showing the finger of God and the power of God. We thank God for this wonderful work of God. I will pray that God will do more, and you are going to be the next one to testify in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to somebody now. If you are listening to me, I want you to shout a very powerful amen. Right from today, the affliction in your family line shall expire in the name of Jesus Christ. Because you are joining this broadcast, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords shall sing you out among many and bless you with uncommon blessing in the name of Jesus Christ. In this season of new beginning, you will experience an open door of financial favor. Open door of financial breakthrough in the name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy into your life, you will experience divine enlargement beyond your imagination in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I speak to the life of someone today. You will continue to move from glory to glory, from power to power, from favor to favor in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. There's another person I'm speaking to your life also, that the faithful God shall appear suddenly in your situation and will give you unimaginable testimony that will transform your life and your family. In the name of Jesus Christ, the angel of blessing, the angel of promotion, the angel of favor, they shall locate somebody here that is listening to me. If you are the one, shout three, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. There is another one here. The Lord said I should speak this word into your life. Listen to me. right from today, the Almighty God shall advertise his wonders in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. You know, the Lord remember Anna. The Lord remember Rachel. And the Lord remember Elizabeth. The Lord remember Sarah. As the Lord remember Anna, after 16 years, I speak to someone looking for the fruit of the womb. May the Lord answer your prayers in the name of Jesus Christ. As the Lord liveth, and as God liveth, I speak into the life of someone. The Almighty God favor Hadassah, called Esther, who was not known by anybody. Today, God in his power will also favor you in the name of Jesus Christ. Esther was not known by anybody, but before we could say Jesus is Lord, he became the queen. Somebody today will receive favor, uncommon favor that will make you celebrated in the name of Jesus Christ. I command a pass of destiny to locate you this week. I speak it again. Somebody should receive it. A pass of destiny shall locate you this week in the name of Jesus Christ. I command all marine altar erected against you to be roasted, 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 in the name of Jesus Christ. Any power feeding you in the dream constantly, I bury that power. Any covenant of darkness between you and the idol of your father's house that is bringing food to you in the dream, I break that covenant in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. There are prayers I want us to pray, and these prayers are very, very necessary. Open your mouth and pray this prayer. Say, blood of Jesus, deliver me from family strong man. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, deliver me from family strong man. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus Christ, deliver me from family strong man. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, deliver me from family strong man. Deliver me from family strong man. In Jesus' name we pray. Every yoke of failure in my life, break. In the name of Jesus, every yoke of failure in my life, break. Break, break in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of failure in my life, break, break, break in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of failure in my life, break in Jesus' name. Pray. If you are joining us for the first time, you will see that when I call the prayer, I personalize it and I pray it myself. I want you to also pray like that for yourself. So make sure you are praying as I'm praying. We are going to pray. Say, powers assigned to bring me back to square one. You are a joker. There, in the name of Jesus. Powers assigned to bring me back to square one. You are a joker. There, in the name of Jesus. Powers assigned to bring me back to square one. You are a joker. There, in Jesus' name we pray. Any strong man in my environment oppressing me in the night. There, in the name of Jesus. Any strong man in my environment oppressing me in the night. There, in the name of Jesus. Any strong man in my environment oppressing me in the night. There, in the name of Jesus. Any strong man in my environment oppressing me in the night. There, in the name of Jesus. Any strong man in my environment oppressing me in the night, I command you to die. In the name of Jesus. You strong man in my environment that is oppressing me in the night, I command you to die. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Say, blood of Jesus, deliver me from evil night visitor in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, deliver me from evil night visitor in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, deliver me from evil night visitor in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, deliver me, deliver me, deliver me, deliver me, deliver me. In Jesus' name, pray. Every coven of witchcraft in my environment arresting my destiny, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every coven of witchcraft in my environment arresting my destiny, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every coven of witchcraft in my environment that is arresting my destiny, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Catch fire in Jesus' name. Pray. Every evil tree controlling my life, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil tree controlling my life, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil tree controlling my life, catch fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Every evil tree controlling my life, catch fire in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Aha. Thank you, Father. Yesterday I was talking about, a few days ago I started teaching about people in need of deep deliverance. People in need of deep deliverance. And I explained to you what we call deep deliverance. What we call deep deliverance. I quoted Obadiah chapter 1 verse 17, where the Bible says, upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance and holiness, and the children of Jacob shall possess their possession. God desire we should live in abundance. God desire we should live our life in good health. God desire that we should possess our possession. But two things must take place in our life. There must be holiness in our lives, and there must be deliverance in our life. Deliverance must come first, and holiness will follow. Because if you are not delivered, to practice holiness will be very difficult. And I told you that deliverance is something that is necessary for us to pass through. And I gave you about five levels of deliverance. And I narrowed down to what we call deep deliverance. I said deep deliverance is deliverance from iniquity. Deliverance from the sin that have been repeated in the family line to the extent that everybody is bent doing that at a favorable condition. Deliverance is deep deliverance, a deliverance of your root. It's a deliverance process starting from your conception to the present stage. It's a deliverance that we term genetic deliverance, deliverance of your DNA, deliverance of your gene, deliverance of your blood, deliverance addressing your ancestral lineage, deliverance from generational captivity, deliverance from a dripping situation, deliverance from complex and difficult to analyze situation. That is where we need deep deliverance. And I see there are a lot of signs that we can have that will make you to know that you need deep deliverance. I say we can give you about 21, 25 or 30, like I told you. And I gave you some of them. I said eating in the dream constantly. Understand it constantly. If it's not constant, it can be one or two. That one does not require deep deliverance. Ordinary prayers will wipe that one. But when it's constantly eating in the dream, it's more than what you can think. Then when you find that iniquity is repeated in the family and it's repeated in your life, says constantly, and you notice that you have been involved in blood covenant before, blood baths, sprinkle blood on you, blood of a goat, blood of fowl. Fowl was used to rub your head. The blood was used to bait you. That case need what we call deep deliverance. Also, when you are operating under mysterious covenants, a covenant that is mysterious, a covenant you never knew how it started, a covenant that probably it was done by your mother right in the dream while you are in the womb, and there's binding on you, or it was done by your great ancestors and it's binding on you, then you need deep deliverance. When you notice that there is insanity in your family line, and you see two, three people being insane, then that family need deep deliverance. You yourself, you need deep deliverance so that it will not be repeated in the life of your children. You need deep deliverance. Then when you also notice, that constantly there are some part of your bodies that mysteriously disappear or reappear, like the last fingers that we have five fingers, and one of them just disappear and reappears. So that case is a very strange one. Or you notice this one is strange. A man has two texts. You notice one of them disappear and reappear. So that shows you that this one is something like that. Like the one that our father in the law was sharing with Dr. D.K. Lukoya, of a lady whose her breast disappear. And she couldn't find the two breasts there when she woke up. That one needs deep deliverance. Those are cases that need deep deliverance. A man whose mouth would disappear, that one needs deep deliverance. Those are cases that need deep deliverance. That case, the cases like that are not cases you just whitewash or you just try to wind off. You need to go down to the root. There must be something deeply in the root. When you notice that they are telling you in the family, they are telling you something in the family that you have to come and do this, you need to find out. Because if they tell you that or they have told you like that, and they say if you don't do it, this one will happen, and it's happening in your life, you need deep deliverance. These are cases that I refer to. These are cases that make us to know you need deep deliverance. If you are suffering under mysterious causes, strange causes, curses that was issued upon you that you don't even know, curses that came upon your life because of the action that you took that took place, then you need deep deliverance. These are strange things. These are strange operations that demands you need deep deliverance. When you notice that at night, it's not even in dream, physically you wake up and you started eating, there's no food in your front, but you stand up in bed. You stand up. This is not in the dream now. You have woken up. You open your eyes, but you are eating. You are eating there. and there was no plate at your front, no plate at your front, but you are taking something and eating, and you, after you have eaten for a while, you sleep back. That case needs deep deliverance. It's very strange. That is very, very strange. When you notice also that your hair removes, and after some time it comes back again, it removes and become bald, and it come back, you just to find out your hair, all the hair will remove and become bald, and after somebody come back again, then that case also need deep deliverance. These are strange cases. It's like when you notice that you have, you know, interest in sleeping with animal, you have interest in sleeping with, with the same sex, that is also need deep deliverance. That case, those cases like that should be brought for prayers, should be brought for deep deliverance. But listen to me very well. For somebody to achieve a deliverance called deep deliverance, that is a deliverance of the root, there are process to doing it. Number one, the first process is that you must first of all receive deliverance from sin. Very, very important. You must receive deliverance from sin. Number two process that is very important, that you must get yourself, you must become addicted to prayers. You must develop your prayer lifestyle. Now, with this night broadcast, with this midnight broadcast now, many people's prayer lifestyle has really, you know, has really come up. Their prayer lifestyle have become strong. Their prayer life have gotten a fire. Now, that is how it is. When your prayer life has gotten to that level, fine. That is the second thing that must be done if you need deep deliverance. The third thing that must be done, that is your Bible level must be higher. You must read the Bible and meditate it and study it and digest it and twist it in your and digest it. Let it be digested inside of you. You study and meditate on it according to Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. So when that one is done, it will have. These are steps, because if those steps are not there, there's no way you can get deep deliverance. You have to grow spiritually. Somebody who desire deep deliverance must grow spiritually. Growing spiritually is part of the process. A prerequisite to receiving deep deliverance. And that is why many people could not go to that level, because there are steps that are needed that many people are not ready to do. The fourth step is what we call spiritual mapping of your family tree. Spiritual mapping of your family tree. Spiritual x-ray of your family tree. What happened in your family tree? Your great-grandfather, grandfather, and your great-grandfather, your great-grandfather, grandfather, your father, you have to trace it. You know, that's also very important. Number five is your own spiritual mapping, that is spiritual mapping of your life, that is personal spiritual mapping. You look at yourself since we were born, look at the time you can recognize yourself, look at yourself you can recount, and look at what has happened in your life. Look at the trend of your life, look at the way you have gone through. These are very, very important. Then the last one, then this one that I'm going to tell you before we go to the next one, is what we call prayer of inquiry, prayer of asking God to show you what went wrong. You know, there are about seven of them now. You know, you ask God, oh God, my Father, show me what went wrong in my root. Oh God, my Father, show me what went wrong with me when I was in the womb of my mother. Oh God, my Father, show me the secret behind the battle I'm going through. Oh God, my Father, show me the picture of my destiny. Oh God, my Father, let me understand the power behind this problem. Oh God, my Father, show me the root of my problems. Oh God, my Father, remove the veil from my eyes and show me what I've not known about my life. Let me repeat that prayer, very important. And somebody may need to take time to pray this prayer. Oh God, my Father, remove the veil from my eyes, remove the veil from my eyes, and show me what I have never known about my life. These are very, very powerful prayers. When you now get this one, then you go into, you take this result, you know, the first result, the result of your family tree, second result, the result of your personal tree, third result, the result of this inquiry prayer. Then you take it to an experienced pastor, experienced minister of God, experienced man of God who understand spiritual warfare, and then they begin to take you through this prayer. They begin to take you through drought deliverance. They begin to take you through deep deliverance. They begin to, you know, release prayers into that root, begin to search out into that root. Listen to me very well. There is no case that God cannot undo. There is no battle that heaven cannot dissolve. There is no battle that heaven cannot scatter. There is no battle that heaven cannot break down. There is no difficulty that God cannot undo. There is no hard case, hard bondage that the Almighty God cannot break down. So that is why you need to understand that these are things that many people are not ready to do, because if you don't do that, there's no way you can get deep deliverance. There's no way you can be free. There's no way you can be permanently free. There's no way you can get that deep deliverance, because deep deliverance has to do with your root, has to go down to your foundation. Deep deliverance has to go down to the time you were not even born. Deep deliverance has to go down to the time that your father, your grandfather, great grandfather were born. Deep deliverance has to analyze the analysis, has to analyze and give you analysis of what happened when you were not born. Deep deliverance has to extray your DNA and your chromosome. Deep deliverance has to tell you about your genetic makeup. Spiritually, these are what we call deep deliverance. So deep deliverance is area of deliverance that many people are not ready to go in, because it is very deep, it is very cumbersome, it is very strenuous, and it's very hard to do. But God always gives you the grace, because God is the sustainer and the strength of our lives. He said, by strength shall no man prevail. It is the strength of God and grace of God that will prevail. Beloved, I want you to just take your time. Probably you need to listen back to this broadcast and understand the process, and the Lord will begin to help you. But if you don't get a minister of God to help you, if you get all this process, then you can go through some prayers, then you begin to dig deep into it. You can gather out the prayer I've given to you and begin to use them, and things will begin to happen in your life. I pray that God will minister to us today in the name of Jesus Christ. Confess your sin wherever you are. Tell the Lord, have mercy upon me. Father, I come before you today. Have mercy. Show your mercy upon me. I don't want to remain the same. I want you to release me. I want you to release me from bondage. Take me away from captivity. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, I want to give you samples of deep deliverance prayers. This kind of prayer, I will give you a few of them now. This kind of prayers, we don't spend 5 minutes on them. At least we spend 30 minutes, 1 hour on each. That is why many people don't get delivered quickly. Oh, or you ask me, why am I going to spend so long time? Oh, because you are really hitting something. You are digging deep into the root. You are challenging the principality in your family, who will never want to release you on time until they find out you are serious, and they find out that you are confronting them with serious bombardment, because your great-grandfather could not confront them, your grandfather could not confront them, your father could not confront them. If you are confronting them using the power of Jesus, hiding behind the cross of Calvary, using the blood of Jesus Christ, using the name of Jesus Christ, it must be bombarded. You must be rugged. You must direct it at them. You see, look at it. That very young man took 5 stones. David took 5 stones. Oh, he didn't even know that 1 stone will do. That is what we are talking about. If he has taken 1 stone and he threw that 1 stone and nothing happened, and he has, you know, if he threw that 1 stone and nothing happened, is it going to be a problem? So he took 5 stones. So when you are praying prayers and you are going deeper, it's not a sin. You know, you have to pray the prayer and make it concerted until you get freedom. We are going to pray. I will give you a sample of these prayers, and I want you to pray them very well on your own. Go back again and take your time and begin to pray this prayer. We are going to pray now. Are you ready now? Thank you, Father. Say, deep rooted problems in my life. In the name of Jesus, deep rooted problems in my life. In the name of Jesus, deep rooted problems in my life. In the name of Jesus, deep rooted problems in my life. In the name of Jesus, deep rooted problems in my life. In the name of Jesus, deep rooted problems in my life. In the name of Jesus, deep rooted problems in my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Number two, say every evil transaction done on my behalf that is affecting my life negatively. Every evil transaction done on my behalf that is affecting my life negatively. In the name of Jesus, every evil transaction done on my behalf that's affecting my life negatively. In the name of Jesus, every evil transaction done on my behalf that's affecting my life negatively. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now that prayer that you take your time and pray very well is very, very important. I'm going to call the third one and get ready right now. Oh God, my Father, send your fire to the foundation of my life and let it burn to ashes everything presently affecting me in a negative way in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, my Father, send your fire to the foundation of my life and let it burn to ashes everything presently affecting me in a negative way in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, my Father, send your fire into the foundation of my life and let it burn to ashes everything presently affecting me in a negative way. In Jesus' name we pray. Pray this other one. Say, I break and I loose myself from any bondage
operating in my family line. In the name of Jesus, I break and I loose myself from any bondage operating my family line. In the name of Jesus, I break and I loose myself from any bondage operating my family line. In the name of Jesus, I break and I loose myself from any bondage operating my family line. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, oh God, my Father, release me from any foundational problem. In the name of Jesus, oh God, my Father, release me from any foundational problem. In the name of Jesus, oh God, my Father, release me from any foundational problem. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, Holy Ghost, descend on my root and deliver me from evil plantation. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, descend on my root and deliver me from evil plantation. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, descend on my root and deliver me from evil plantation. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, descend on my root and deliver me from evil plantation. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, descend on my root and deliver me from evil plantation. In Jesus' name we pray. Last one now. You say, my Father, show me the video of what went wrong in my foundation that is affecting me negatively. My Father, show me the video of what went wrong in my foundation that is affecting me negatively. This is a deep prayer that I advise people to spend 30 minutes, 40 minutes on this prayer. Repeatedly, as you pray that prayer, you pray it until you are tired, you go back to bed, you see a video, very big screen, show you everything, show you the way you were born, show you what happened to your placenta, show you what happened to the water, the first water that was used to bathe you, show you what happened to your first hair, the first hair that was cut from your head. You will understand the mystery. Show you something that your mother did not even know. Deep, deep thing. As you pray this prayer, the Lord will give you that video. My Father will show you the video of what went on in your foundation that's affecting you negatively. In the name of Jesus Christ, I prophesy to the life of somebody yet now. Today is your day of freedom. As you begin to pray this prayer, as you go back, listen to this voice audio, as you go back and pray this prayer with full force, as you go back to deal with this prayer, as you go back to dig deep into the realm of the spirit, praying these prayers, the Lord will give you testimony, the Lord will give you freedom, the Lord will give you abundant joy. In the name, I'm waiting for somebody. There's somebody that will pray this prayer very well. You will never, 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 never believe what God is going to do in your life, because you will see that God is going to work wonders. Somebody is going to pray this prayer, you will never believe what you are going to see. Somebody is going to pray this prayer, you are going to experience what we call exponential breakthrough. You are going to experience a breakthrough you have never experienced before. There's a woman here, you don't even know what is happening. You have fasted, you have prayed, but when you go back to pray this prayer, you will see that God is there. You will see that everything that is behind that sin, God will take it away from you, and you will see the testimony that God has already packed for you, and you are going to be delivered. I prophesy to the life of someone, rise up today and begin to move forward to the next level. Somebody on the wish here, I command you to stand up from that wish here and begin to walk. Somebody who cannot hear very well, the power of Holy Ghost will flow into your ear, you begin to hear. Somebody who cannot see, I command you to begin to see. That sister, your hand cannot be raised up. As you anoint that hand today, your hand shall be lifted up. The power of God will come upon you. The bone that is weak shall be straightened. The waist pain shall disappear. Every attack on your head shall go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus Christ, bring your oil and your water. Father, I pray on this oil and this water. Let the anointing of Holy Ghost fall upon him. Let the yoke breaking power fall upon him. Let the power in the blood of Jesus fall upon it. Let the power that destroy bondage fall upon it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now take this oil and drink a little from it. Just take a little and shout this prayer. My Father, deliver me from unknown bondage. In the name of Jesus, my Father, deliver me from unknown bondage. In the name of Jesus, my Father, deliver me from unknown bondage. In Jesus' name, pray. Anoint your head and say this one. Say, my Father, deliver my glory from the captivity of my own power. In the name of Jesus, my Father, deliver my glory from the captivity of my own power. In the name of Jesus, my Father, deliver my glory from the captivity of my own power. In Jesus' name, pray. That sister, the Lord is working wonders in your life right now. The first air that was caught from your head was thrown inside the sea. It was thrown inside the river. Now God is working upon your destiny. Your destiny is recovered right now. Thank you, Father. Anoint your chest and say, my Father, let your fire enter into my body in the name of Jesus. My Father, let your fire enter into my body in the name of Jesus. My Father, let your fire enter into my body. Let your fire enter into my body in Jesus' name. Pray, anoint your belly button now, and you say this one. Say, every spiritual marriage affecting my marriage now. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Every spiritual marriage affecting my marriage now. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Every spiritual marriage affecting my marriage now. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Every spiritual marriage affecting my marriage now. Yeah, in Jesus' name we pray. I pray that your hands shall be delivered from bondage, your legs shall be released from captivity, all the entire of your destiny shall be delivered from captivity in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray on your prayer request, the Lord will answer you by fire. That sister there, the Lord will connect you to your destiny helper this year, and I pray for that sister. God will give you your own partner in the name of Jesus Christ. All those looking for the fruit of gloom, I decree into your life in the name that is above all name, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I command you to receive your twins and triplets. Testimony of come and see shall come upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for that woman. You have been struggling with ailment in your body. You are delivered today in the name of Jesus Christ. That sister, you have been troubled because your children are not, they are not doing well. I speak into their life one by one right now. The yoke upon them, witchcraft embargo upon them, witchcraft spell upon them, satanic initiation upon their life is broken today. It's broken today, and I release them from the captivity of darkness in the name of Jesus Christ. There shall be peace in your home. There shall be peace in your life. There shall be peace in your destiny in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. In case you want to get across to us, send information to my WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Festac Town. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Festac Town. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel. God bless you in Jesus' name.